This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The state of businesses in these coronavirus times coming up in a second. First, though, a brief swing by the macro economy with this listener question. Remember, you can tweet them at me, at Kai Ryssdal, or there's a link at marketplace.org. Anyway, here you go.
This is Eric Margulies in Chicago, Illinois. We've been hearing for months about an impending recession. Now that we're in one, or about to be, is this the same recession we've been hearing about, or is that shoe yet to drop?
All right, lots in there, Eric, so let's unpack this just a little bit. First of all, the recession that has been in the wind, it's been there in part because we have been in the middle of the longest boom this economy has ever seen. Here's Andrea Eisfeldt. She's at the UCLA Anderson School of Management.
Whenever we're in a boom, there's an impending recession because we know that we experience business cycles in the U.S. economy.
Which is to say, economic booms and economic slowdowns, neither of them last forever.
You know, now that we're in recession, I don't think we need to expect that the initial recession will come on top of the corona-induced recession that is primarily being driven by the health shock that we're experiencing.
So that, Eric, is the basic answer to the question. The recession we are in right now, because we are, is the recession, right? Whatever was going on in this economy before, like 2 to 3 weeks ago, recession-wise, that is so not important right now. Now, it is worth mentioning that there are different kinds of recessions and recoveries. You probably heard me talk a lot about a V-shaped recession versus an L-shaped recession. Not official terms, mind you, but still illustrative.
Well, when you think about a V-curve, it is exactly how, you know, a fairly sharp drop and then a fairly quick and speedy recovery.
And on the other hand?
An L-shaped recession is an even steeper decline in real activity and a very prolonged recession.
See also the Great Recession. The key to understanding, though, where we might be headed, L or V, is understanding the difference between the two.
We do know some things about the deeper recessions. Those recessions are the ones that seem to come along with credit events, so corporate defaults, corporate bankruptcies, as well as layoffs.
And if you understand the difference, then you know what to watch for. And some of those things that Andrea was just talking about, the layoffs and all that, they have started to happen already. Andrea Eisfeldt, again, she is at UCLA's Anderson School of Management.